去主日学，然后我们的青少年可以参加你们的会议。
Welcome to another very cold Sunday.
好，天气好像越来越寒冷了，但是很感恩的看到大弟兄姊妹啊，不畏惧寒冷都来到我们当中，感谢主。
We praise God for the believing the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的火在我们当中燃烧。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Holy Spirit.
哦，亲爱的圣灵。
We welcome you.
我们欢迎你。
Take center stage.
主，愿你成为一切的中心。
You are the shepherd of this house.
主啊，你是这个教会的牧者。
Of our lives,
你是我们的生命。
We ask you to draw us closer to Jesus.
主求你帮助我们来，圣灵帮助我们更加的亲近我们的主耶稣。
And may he be Lord and King of our lives.
愿你成为我们生命的主和我们生命的王。
Lord, I ask you to meet every need.
主求你来满足我们的一切所需。
And help us to hear you.
也帮助我们今天能听到你的声音。奉耶稣的名祷告。
Last week, if you remember this verse in Luke chapter 2, verse 52.
但记得我们上次有讲到是路加福音的第二章。
And only one person in the church was awake.
就教会里只有一个人当时是醒的，听我的讲完。
And that was Brother Peter. He noticed I put chapter 4.
当时呢，就是只有我们当中只有一个人，就是Peter弟兄呢，指出了我那个经文的出处是写错了。
And that's why last week you couldn't find the verse.
所以当时其实我当时写的是四章的五十二节，其实真正出处是二章的五十二节。
You see, you failed the test.
所以大家就是我们故意给大家一个小测试，大家好。
It was a deliberate mistake.
是我故意放错的。
No, actually, accidental.
开玩笑。
It should be chapter two.
所以那个经文就是路加福音第二章的五十二节。
Amen. And we read here, Jesus increased in wisdom and stature in favor with God and man.
这里说耶稣的智慧和圣量并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
And we learn how in the Greek, increase or grew is not in the past tense, but in a continuous tense.
所以按照希腊文的那个这里讲的是这个增长是持续不断的增长。
So in the New American Standard, it says Jesus kept increasing.
所以按照另外一个版本的英文的版本已经说耶稣不断的在增长。
And in the Greek it means cutting a path for himself.
那么希腊文的还有意思就是说把他前面的展开那个道路往前面突破。
So Jesus being God did not rely on his divine knowledge.
当耶稣他作为人的在世的时候他没有依靠他的神性。
Or his powers or ability.
或者他属实的能力和大能。
But he chose in his period of humility.
他按照一个谦卑的人的一个姿态。
That he went through he chose to go through a process of growing up.
他选择了一个来不断成长的一个过程。
In order to reach a moment of encounter with God or a crisis point in his life.
直到他达到与神他的父神所相遇的那个时刻。
So we learned last week how you and I are being prepared and we cut ourselves a path.
所以我们上周我们学到我们要效仿我们的主耶稣也为我们自己斩荆破棘的开一条道路出来。
So in 2024 God is continuing that process or he's cutting you a new path.
所以在2024年可能神会继续的为你开这个道路。
And remember I sayIn our society, we learn as a straight line.
所以在我们的世界上，我们学习的是我们的道路好像是一帆风顺，一条直线。
We go from A, B, C, D.
我们通过 A, B, C, D 就达到我们的目标。
We don't ever go back to A.
我们好像不会再回到那个最开始的 A 点。
But in God's process, you go round in a spiral circle going upwards.
但是在神为我们设立这个过程当中，我们会经过一个旋转方式。
And you keep going back to the same thing where God is.Showing you new things.
可能在神在向我们显现新的事情同时呢，我们会回到我们以前经历的事情。
And each time you reach a crisis point,
但是在这个旋转过程当中，我们会达到一个新的制高点。
And that's how you get up there.
这就是我们成长的过程。
Amen.
Amen.
Today in Christianity, there's no climbing up. Everybody expects an electronic lift.
好像在我们当今的一个基督徒的一种观念当中，好像就觉得我们坐那个电梯直接上去就可以了。
There's no such a thing.
但是在神里面却不是这样的。
God is ordained is everybody has to go through their own path.
因为神为我们每个人预定的是要经过这个过程。
Where you go through a process.
我们每个人经历这个道路都是一个过程。
Where God is preparing you for your crisis moment.
因为神在我们这个过程当中预备我们要达到耶稣的那个点。
And that crisis moment is defined as an encounter with God or something, or something negative.
那么在我们达到这个危机点的时候可能是我们与神相遇这个点或者是可能很负面的一个点
But whatever happens, you are ready.
但是不管是怎么样一个情形神都会让我们预备好
So Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature in order to reach his crisis moment.
当耶稣在他的智慧和身量当中增长的时候他达到了那个危机点
And that happened when he was baptized.
那这就是在主耶稣受水洗的那一点那一刻开始
When he entered into his ministry.
他开始了父神给他在地上的一个事工。
And at the cross was another crisis moment.
那么耶稣走上十字架也是另外一个危机点。
Amen. Joseph had to go through his process.
同样的，约瑟要经历他人生的一个过程。
In chains and in a dungeon.
在地牢当中，在锁链当中。
God's process doesn't look glorious.
神给我们设立的这个过程并不看是很荣耀的。
And sometimes is involved in suffering.And sorrows.
相反，很多时候可能会带来很多的痛苦和逼迫。
When Joseph was in a dark dungeon in chains, that was his sorrowful and painful moment.
当约瑟被关在那个寒冷的地牢当中的时候，那是他人生当中非常痛苦和难过的时刻。
And yet, he was the hope of Israel.
但是他却成为了以色列整个国家的一个盼望。
Amen.
Amen.
That's why today.We got to stick with this word of God.
所以今天我们要牢牢地抓紧神的话语。
How do we know something is of God?
我们如何认识神的话语呢?
Because it sounds so much like scripture.
因为好像知道说神所做事的方法跟他的话语是相吻合的。
The reason why I don't believe in many of the prophets in the world today is because of this one thing.
很多时候我现在很难去相信现在世上很多那些所谓先知那些预言是因为
Most prophets that I know of in the Bible suffered
因为我们看到圣经当中很多的先知他们都受到了逼迫
Was rejected by most people
他们被很多被 百姓所拒绝
Including Jesus
包括耶稣他自己
But today a lot of them are famous, rich Superstars
相反看到当今世界当中所谓的很多那些先知他们却是非常富有有名过一个很奢侈的生活
And that's why it brings confusion
所以就是给很多信徒带来混淆
And one of the biggest confusion in Christian life is Lord, I am saved now
那么对于我们很多信徒很面对的很大的一个混淆就是我们如今得救了
But why am I still suffering?
但是为什么我还在苦难当中呢
Why still I go through pain?
为什么我还要经历那种痛苦呢
It doesn't make any sense.
好像觉得这个情况好像讲不通。
This is why in the Bible college people are fighting each other about does Christian, is it God's will for Christians to go through suffering and sorrows?
所以就是在神学院中很多圣经学者他们会辩论的一个主题就是说，是不是神的旨意让基督徒要经历苦难呢
？Because many people think sorrows and pain was something of the past.
因为很多人相信忧伤痛苦应该是在信主之前的一种过去过往的经历。
The moment I become a Christian,
那我从我信主的那一刻开始
，God has put everything right.
神应该把所有的事情都变成美好。
The Holy Spirit is with me.
因为圣灵与我同在。
Jesus has won his victory on the cross.
耶稣基督在十字架上已经得胜了。
Surely from here onwards, I will only experience that which is a blessing.
所以那么从我信主那刻开始我应该经历的就是祝福。
This is one of the confusion of the Christianity today, and it is a religious thing, not a truthful thing.
其实很可惜的是现在这种思想就是我们现在这个基督徒当中很大的一个混淆也是一种宗教形式一种捆绑
Because you and I know it doesn't work
因为我们都相信其实这个说法行不通
I am suffering
因为我们现在此刻就在经历痛苦
I'm in pain
我们也在痛苦当中
And I'm in sorrow
可能我也在忧伤当中
And most of my life I'm crying out Lord where are you
可能我们生命当中大部分时候我们都在说主啊你在哪里
And so if I am not experiencingprosperity, healing, and the blessing of God, there must be something wrong with me.
所以我的生命当中如果没有经历丰盛医治所谓的祝福，那么是不是什么地方出错了呢？
If that's the case, then there must be something wrong with Joseph, wrong with David, wrong with Moses, wrong with Jesus, wrong with Paul.
所以那么就是如果真的这个说法对的话，那么就是那么约瑟、约伯、耶稣还有保罗他们所经历的这些都是错的咯。
The fact is, God does allow suffering and sorrow as part of our walk as a Christian.
那事实就是神确实会允许一部分的苦难和愁苦在我们与神同行的这个旅程当中。
If you cannot accept this fact, go and look for another church.
如果你真的不能接受这样一个事实，那么我就劝你去另
找教会。 Because we will not tell you a lie.
因为我们不能告诉你一个谎言。
Amen?It is better to be prepared and understand why does God allow this.
我们最好有这个心理准备，让我们去知道为什么神会允许我们生命中的苦难。
Amen. That is why it is easy to tell people, oh, when you become a Christian, everything will be fine.
因为很多时候很容易对人讲说你信主了，一切的万事大吉了。
But every one of us can testify it's not fine.
但是我们这里每个人都可以做见证说其实并不是如此的。
As a scientist, if I did a clinical trial about your experience, I did a study on your experience, it will come out very positive.
那么如果我是作为科学家，我在我们十个人的经历当中做一个调查研究的话，那么可能这个反馈是非常积极的。
So rather than ask the question, does Christian go through suffering and sorrow, the better question is, why?
所以如果我们更好的问，与其问这个说基督徒是不会经历苦难，那么更好的问题是为什么神让我们经历苦难？
Why does God allow this?
为什么神会允许这样的事情发生呢？
And Paul has the answer.
使徒保罗给我们一个答案。
Somewhere he says these words, momentary troubles.
保罗在他的那个书信当中讲到说短暂的苦楚。
God has a reason.
神有他的理由。
And I'd like to share with you today what that reason is.
我今天跟大家分享这个让我们经历短暂苦楚的缘由。
Amen.
Amen.
I don't want any of us to endure cruel just make it into heaven.
我不让我们每个人只是好像很艰难的爬到天堂门口。
I want you to get to heaven with joy and with gladness.
我希望我们带着极大的喜乐欢喜的进入天堂。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, let's begin with Job chapter 5, verse 67. It says, For hardship does not spring from the soil, nor does trouble sprout from the ground. Yet man is born to trouble as surely as sparks fly upwards.
约伯记的五章六到七节这里说，因为祸患不是从尘土中出来，患难也不是从土地里长出，人生出来必遭遇患难，如同火花飞腾。
This is a friend of Job, one of his counselors.
这是约伯的一个朋友，他所谓的那种测试，给他出谋划策的人。
It's telling him.
这是他对那个约伯所说的。
Feel like a Hong Kong person asks a pastor, 牧师啊。
好像就是好像香港人问牧师意见
and then,
给他一出为
什么我们人要受苦、啊 right?
为什么我们人要受苦难呢
Why do we suffer?、Yeah? And then the 牧师说是这样的啦
然后牧师可能就回答那个人说哎，是这样人生都是这样子的啦
And that's basically what this verse is saying
就好像这个约伯的朋友就是告诉约伯说啊，你就接受吧
The Hong Kong people can make a better experience是这样的啦
可能香港人会有更好的理由说啊，你就接受吧、
like、
就是这样子的就是这样子了
In other words the fact that you need to know is we live in a fallen world
但是我们需要知道的一个真理是我们活在这个堕落的世界当中
and we are born into a fallen world
我们出世也生在这个堕落的世界当
中 we have a sinful nature
我们人是有罪性在里面的
when we are born into that nature
当我们出生就是带着这样的罪性
And as a human being,
那么做一个人
one thing is guaranteed.
有一件事情是保证你的
We are born into trouble. We are born into suffering. We are born into sorrows.
我们出生就会遇到苦难、忧愁和患难
In other words, just accept it.
换言之，要接受
No amount of faith and denial will get you out of it.
没有任何东西可以让我们从这个苦难当中脱离
Just accept it.
就接受事实就好了
Because The Bible says the sun and the rain, the sun shines on the righteous and unrighteous. The rain rains on the righteous and unrighteous. In other words, it's all the same.
所以经文当中说啊，那么太阳照在义人上，也照在罪人上面，所以都是一样的，都是平等的。
So does it? So in other words, as a Christian, as soon as you're born again, no more rain.
所以你会觉得说，如果基督徒你得救了，永远就不会有雨降在你身上吗
？And all, you only ever get sunshine.
你只是会有太阳光，没有雨洒在你身上。
Is that your life?
你的人生是不是就是如此美好的呢
？Everywhere you go is holiday.
你去到哪里都是度假的模式。
No rain.
哦，不会，都是晴朗的天空，没有雨。
No, that's not the truth.
那肯定不是这样子的。
It rains and it shines.
同样会经历阳光，也会经历雨季。
In other words, for our life, no different from anyone else. Not because God is not there, it's because we are still in this fallen world that our lives will have ups and downs.
所以就是并不是说神没有与我们同在而是因为我们仍然活在这个堕落的世界当中所以我们的人生会经历高山和低谷
The path that we walk on will be bumpy
我们所前面走的人生道路会坎坷不平
And we will meet the attack of the devil
我们也会经历仇敌的攻击
But does that mean the devil doesn't attack non-believers?
也是那是不是说
No, he still does
那么仇敌魔鬼不会攻击那些非信徒吗当然会
In other words, non-believers become sickWe also become sick. Non-believers are attacked by the devil. We are also attacked.
就好像那些没信主的人，他们会生病，我们同样也会生病。他们会被仇敌攻击，我们同样也会受到仇敌的攻击。
And as soon as we become a Christian, we still need to go to work.
那么我们信主以后，同样也会上班，要去工作。
We still need to find a job. We still need to do a business.
我们还是要找份工作谋生，做生意。
If nothing changes,
现实的状态并没有改变。
Except.
除了一点
God is with me.
神现在与我们同在了
The difference is what do you do with the God who's walking with you?
那么对于神与我们同在这一点我们如何来使用呢
What do you do with the Holy Spirit which is the most precious gift of God that is in you?
我们将神所赐给我们这个珍贵的宝贝这个圣灵在我们里面我们如何来使用它呢
What are you doing with the power of God that is given to you?
你如何使用神所赐给你这个大能呢
What are you doing with the Bible that is guiding you?
你如何使用神所赐给你这个宝贵的话语来指引你的道路呢
That's where the problem is for Christians.
这是我们基督徒所面对的问题。
We don't utilize God.
我们并没有大大去使用神。
We don't renew our minds.
我们没有在主的话语当中更新我们的心思意念。
So that we know what to do when sun is not shining.
所以是让我们遇到阴天的时候，我们不知道怎么办。
When the devil is attacking me.
当仇敌来攻击我们的时候，我们不知
道。When the economy is not good and there's lots of redundancies.
当经济不景气，当面对裁员的时候，我们不知道怎么办。
When my marriage is going through a bumpy road.
当我的婚姻遇到困难的时候。
Do you understand?
大家明白吗
Brothers and sisters, the question is not whether we are suffering, but what you're doing with it when something like that happens.
所以问题不是说为什么我们会遇到苦难，而是说我们遇到苦难的时候，我们做什么事情。
And so in verse 8, the friend of Job, he says something very wise. But if I were you, I would appeal to God.
那么约伯的朋友呢，继续说，如果我是你的话，我就会来向神控诉。
I will lay my cause before him. He performs wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted.
他说至于我必寻求神把我的事情交托给他他行大事不可测度行奇事不可胜数
So in other words, when you are going through sorrows and pain, his friend will say to you, if I were you, I would seek God.
换言之，就是如果我们在经历苦难和苦楚的时候，他旁边的朋友会说：“如果我是你的话，我就会来寻求神的。”
Because what makes it different for us is that He will guide us.
因为对于我们来说不同的是，我们可以寻求神，求他来帮助我们。
And He can use your sorrow and your pains for a reason.
那么你现在所经历的苦难和苦楚是有原因的。
He will do miracles.
他会在你生命当中行奇事。
Amen. Hallelujah. You see, the thing that we need to understand from these couple of verses is that suffering, troubles, comes with being a human being.
所以我们通过这两段经文，我们明白说 困难和苦楚其实是对我们每个人来说都会有的。
But there's a God，
但是有一位神
that we can appeal to，
我们可以来寻求他。
And he will use this，
他会使用我们所经历的这个苦难。
Hallelujah， Because God knows what life is like for us，
神知道我们所经历的一切的光景。
But God is amazing，
但神是奇妙的神。
He can utilize anything that is negative in our lives for our good, ultimately.
神他有能力来使用我们生命中所经历的一切消极负面的形式来那光景来行其事。
And so we turn to the main text is that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16.
那我们看回哥林多后书的第五章。
Now, John.
哥林多后书五章十六节。
Therefore, we do not lose heart.
这里说我们不要失去信心。
Amen.
Because I know
some people expected me this afternoon to say, being a Christian is hallelujah. 2024, God's going to make us all billionaires.
Is it?
Amen. Hi, Dor.
Is it? Second Corinthians, is it First Corinthians?
Second Corinthians.
Oh, amen. Okay.
It's the same, though, man.
Okay.
Four.
Yeah.
Is it four? Mm. Have I got. What,
wrong.
Wrong again.
My chapter five more.
Has that got it wrong?
Yes, chapter four.
Here's another test.
Yeah, we did it. 哥林多后书四章十六节。
Gosh, I am worried. Oh yes, it's four. Yeah. Yeah. I am very worried. I thought I checked my slides, but then I thought, let me test them again.
Oh, good.
It's chapter four, okay?
好，这是第四章。
Except two people. So Paul is one of these people that really suffered.
我们知道使徒保罗的生命呢，真的是经历很多的苦难。
And in his suffering, he's comforting the church.
但尽管他在苦难当中，他仍然在安慰教会。
You see, when you suffer, you can really comfort other people.
所以在我们自己的苦难当中，可能也会可以做到去安慰别人。
Amen. When you are suffering, when you are afflicted by a disease, it is easier for you to comfort another person who's been inflicted.
所以如果我们在经历苦难或者我们受一些疾病的缠绕的时候，我们这段光景可能也会帮助我们去帮助那些有类似经历的人。
But you've been through it.
是当我们从这个苦难当中走出来之后，
you come out the other side.
我们去到那个另外一个出口的时候，
you now become a weapon.
你现在成为一个武器，
that you can actually comfort others.
你可以成为安慰别人的一个器皿，
appeal to the Lord.
你可以为他们来代求。
And so Paul is saying, therefore, don't lose heart.
所以保罗在鼓励我们说，我们不要上胆，不要失去信心。
He said, though outwardly we are wasting away, but inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
他说，虽然我们外在人日渐朽坏，但内在的人却日日更新。
See, what Paul is saying is, as a Christian, the suffering and sorrow that's happening in our lives only serves to renew you.
他说我们在我们肉体当中，在这个世界所经历的苦难，其实是为了让我们里面，我们的灵人可以日益更新。
Amen. You look back at your experience.
当我们回顾我们的经历的时候，
all the difficulty has only served to renew you.
其实我们的经历是为了帮助我们来更新我们。
You see, you either, as you are progressing, as you are going through the process of life, you either can choose to stop and say, God, you don't love me, I don't want to become a Christian anymore.
所以在我们人生的经历当中，我们有两个选择，你要不就对神说，神啊，你不再爱我，我不再信你，我要放弃我的信心，信仰。
Or you can carry on walking.
或者你会选择继续坚持去奔走。
And enjoy the hardship.
在这个苦难当中去持久忍耐。
Because if you do,
如果我们坚持下去的时候，
you will become renewed.
你会经历这个更新的过程。
You get smarter and stronger.
你会变得更加有智慧，更加有能力。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I remember your days at school.
记得我们还在学校的时候。
It was painful.
可能那种读书的过程不是很好。
Studying is very painful.
要读书要考试很辛苦。
But you knew if you endure it.You get a good reward.
但是你知道，如果你坚持下去，你会得到一个好的结果。
If you give up,
但是如果中途放弃的时候
，then you gain nothing.
可能你一无所得，就会失败。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why is it that Christian believe God is any different?
为什么我们相信说神是不同的
？God knows how we learn. God knows how we learn.
神知道我们如何可以去学习成长。
And so Paul is saying.Although outwardly it looks bad, but inwardly, inside, something is growing. And the process of God is working. He's strengthening me. He's putting strength in me because when I reach that crisis moment, I am a different stature to where I started.
所以这保罗在说，虽然我们看到外在的环境非常的消极负面，让人很难过，但是知道神在这个过程当中，让我们不断的日益更新，让我们从神里面得到力量和智慧。当我们达到那个危机点的时候，我们跟我们从我们最开始的那个点就完全不一样了。
It is amazing. I was saying to my wife, when I look back the last few years, God suddenly made me read a certain type of books.And listen to certain type of sermons, I didn't realize a year and a half later, he was preparing me for my crisis moment.
所以当时我跟我的太太在分享的时候，在几年前，神开始带领我读一些我之前没有读过的一些书籍和一些听一些讯息。但是我所接受这些内容，其实帮助在一年半之后，神要我经历的一个危机点。
Because I was practicing and listening.That year and a half on things I never did before, and it was hard. It was really hard.
因为在那一年半当中，我在操练我之前从来没有经历过或者做过的事情。
I was praying very long hours.
我当时花很长时间祷告。
I was doing things I never used to do before.
我做一些我曾经从来没有做过的事情。
I had a new understanding.
然后我开始有个新的悟性。
Because things were happening in my life that I had to seek another way of doing things, but I didn't realize God was preparing me for a crisis moment for my family.
所以当时神，因为我当时我们的家庭当中所发生的事情，让我要用一种与往不同的方式来处理。
So,
其实这一个过程来预备我。
So, outwardly, it looks like life is really tough.
所以从外在看上去，我当时觉得哇，人生。很多苦难很不容易。
And when that crisis moment happened,
但是当最终我遇到那个危机点的时候
，and God transformed something,
神在我里面发生带来一个很大的一个改变。
I didn't realize I've grown up on the inside.
然后那个时候我才意识到，哇，神让我的里面的灵人得到增长。
And that moment have gave me an experience of the love of God that is beyond description.
那么在那一刻，我所经历到神的爱是无法用任何的言语形容的。
It gives you a confidence.
给我一个极大的信心。
And so the sorrows, the disappointments, year after year, seems like, what's going on, Lord? Why are you blessing everybody else in church except me?
所以在过去这么多年所经历的失望、伤心、绝望、痛苦，其实让我知道神啊，这么多年你祝福教会里这么多其他人，但是就唯独没有祝福我。
And many times when I come to church, and I at home, I'm seeking God. Lord, speak to me, Lord, speak to me. And there was only silence.
当我平时来教会之前，我在家里寻求神，求神来对我说话，我总是听不到什么声音。
And then when it comes to church, oh, the Lord is saying this to you. The Lord is saying that to you. And it comes to pass. It's so sharp.
然后当我来
了 and then the brothers and sisters say, Hallelujah, Pastor, thank you.
然后我来
I say, Yes, praise the Lord.
然后来到教会以后，我为其他弟兄姊妹祷告的时候，然后神就通过我对那每个弟兄姊妹非常清楚准确的给他们说话，然后那些的人领受到神的话语的时候，非常的开心，感谢赞美主。
And then the brother and sister goes home really encouraged, but when I go home, I'm so discouraged.
然后其他人领受到神的话语，他们受到极大的鼓励，但是我自己觉得好像非常的失望。
Because I'm asking God, what about me?
然后我常常跟神。神说神啊那我呢我怎么办
And then I hear testimonies God did this for us God did that for us Then I go home and say What about me
然后我听到很多其他弟兄姊妹有很多的见证神在他们当中做了很多美好的工作
So
然后我说我呢
Outwardly I look like I'm dying
从在外在我看着我觉得我的生命就觉得好像没有什么进展
But I didn't realize it was part of God's process
但是那个时候我没有意识到其实这个
He was renewing me
都是神的一个过程。
He was strengthening my spiritual muscles.
神在刚强我属灵的肌肉。
He was helping, he was training me to hit things sharper.
神在训练我可以更准确的听到他
的声音。So when the crisis moment, the Goliath stood in front of me, whoom, the devil just died.
所以当那个巨人哥利亚站在我面前的时候，我可以一拳把他击倒。
And suddenly I said to my wife.I didn't realize it was so easy.
然后当时我对我太太说，哦，没有想到原来这么容易就击倒了。
But the reality is, I've grown on the inside.
但是事实是神让我里面得以增长。
I've become many times bigger on the inside than the outside.
我的里面的灵人比外在的人更加强壮了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Remember that. So.When God allows troubles in our lives, it's part of the process to make you stronger.
所以当神允许我们经历苦难的时候，其实也是神让我们的灵类人可以增长更新的一个过程。
You have the choice to carry on or to give up.
我们可以做一个选择，你是继续往前呢，还是就放弃了？
Many Christians have been, because of your expectation was wrong, you think,Life should be beautiful for me now, but why is it getting worse? So you refuse, right at the beginning of your journey, you refuse to go anywhere.
所以很多人因为对人生有一个错误的期许，觉得信主以后人生就是一帆风顺，非常的美好。所以在他们一遇到困难的开始，他们就决定放弃了。
And so many Christians are like little toddlers, crying, complaining, refusing to go. No.
所以很多基督徒就好像属灵的婴孩一样，他们就是跟神耍赖，所以发脾气说：“神啊，我不走了，我放弃了。”
Those of us who had children before, you know what I'm talking about.
我们很多做父母的知道，说我们孩子还小的时候，他们的那个行为是怎么样，我们都明白。
Amen. And we cry and we cry and we cry and we cry.
我们就是为了得到自己想要的，不断的哭哭哭哭耍赖。
Because the child wants you to say, "All right, I'll give you the whatever you want. Ask and you shall be given to you."
因为小孩他们想的他们就是哭闹耍赖就是为了得到他们想要的
Cry and you find
他就说你哭你就会得到你想要的
But God doesn't spoil us
但是神不会宠坏我们
And that's why many Christians after 20-30 years as a Christian you're still sitting on your nappy crying and God is still waiting
所以就很多人可能信主几十年之后还是属灵的婴孩穿着那个尿不湿等待说跟神哭泣要神求给他满足他们的需要
Do you know why you can cry for so long 20 or 30 years?
你没有想过如果你已经跟神哭泣了二十三十年的时候
Because God has given you the gift of persistency
因为可能神给你的这个就是坚持不懈的这种精神
Why not use that for prayer?
为什么不把这样的一个恩赐放在祷告当中呢
Amen?Why not use that for prayer? It's a gift.
为什么把这种坚持不懈的精神放在祷告当中来寻求神呢
Then nothing will be impossible for you.
那么如果你这样坚持不懈的做的话，那么在你面前没有不能成的事情。
But the right attitude is to stand up and carry on.
但是我们应该有了正确的态度，是我们站起来继续往前走。
And as you take one step forward, two step forward, suddenly your legs will become stronger.Your heart will become stronger. Your mind will become stronger.
所以当我们凭着信心迈出一步、两步、三步的时候，我们会发现我们里面的、我们的信心、我们的思想、我们的精神会得到刚强。
Verse 17 says, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all."
十七节说我们这短暂而 轻微的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
Verse 17 is one verse that you should memorize and you should write in your heart. It's the one that you should be sticking on your wall.
这个经文我们要记下，这个经文刻在我们的心板上，挂在我们的墙上，让我们永远记住。
And I've highlighted it.
这里我高光标记出来了。
Is it forever?
这个苦楚是永恒的吗？
Is it heavy?
会很沉重的吗？
Does it say for our heavy and eternal troubles?
这里是说我们极重永远的苦楚吗？
Everlasting troubles.
是永恒的苦楚吗？
Everlasting sorrows.
永恒的忧伤吗？
No.
不是的。
What does it say?
这里说什么呢？
This is Paul. Light and momentary.
这是保罗强调说短暂并且轻微的苦楚。
But while you're going through it, it does feel like heavy and everlasting.
但是可能当我们在这苦难当中，我会觉得是真的很沉重，又觉得好像看不到出路。
And the devil will say to you, this will go on and on because God has abandoned you. God has forsaken you. Joshua is telling you a lie.
可能仇敌会在你旁边不断地告诉你说，哇，你这个神已经放弃你了，没得救了， 你所经历的苦楚会一直延续下去，没有尽头的。
But remember this, when you have that thought,
如果你听到这样的谎言，有这样的思想的话，
Hear my voice.
然后你要听到我的声音。
Remember this.
一定要记得我今天说的。
Joshua said, For our light and momentary troubles.
今天牧师特别给我们提出来说，我们这个苦楚是短暂并且轻微的。
Amen.
Amen.
In other words, God has only ordained it to be light and momentary.
换言之，神允许我们经历这个苦楚是短暂并且轻微的。
It will not be heavy enough to crush you.
并不能沉重到把我们压倒、压伤。
And it will not be long enough so that you run out of energy.
也不会持续很久，以致让我们都已经毫无力气了。
If God has allowed it, you will triumph.
如果神允许的话，我们一定能得胜。
Amen.
Amen.
He knew a year and a half earlier it will crush me. It will be too heavy.
我的神知道，如果在一年半之前用这个方式来让我经历的话，一定会压倒我。
That's why he needed to strengthen me to make me be tougher, so that it feels lighter.And it feels momentary.
所以他会允许我经历这一年半的操练，让我更灵人更强壮。以后在面对这个危机的时候，我就会觉得是更轻微的。
Even though if it can go on for several years,
就算有的时候我们的经那个苦楚会经历几年的光景
，but it's not everlasting.
但都不是永不止息的，永远的。
Amen.
Amen.
But not only that, God does allow you to go through this.
不光是神允许我们经历这样的苦楚
，For this life，
但我们在我们这在世的人生
，Paul is saying something very different。
保罗给我们讲了一个非常不同的一个光景。
The previous verse he's talking about outwardly, I feel like it looks like you're perishing, but inwardly you are being renewed. Is to do with this life.
所以呢，我们在十六节保罗说的，我们外在虽然在朽坏，但是我们里面内人会日益更新，是讲我们在这个在世的日子。
Because then in verse 17, for, therefore,
十七节接着说，所以
，right?
保罗在总结说
，In other words, there is another reason why God will allow suffering and sorrow in our lives.
所以。这里就讲说，十七节讲说，为什么神会允许我们的人生经历苦难
？Because not one moment of your suffering, not one moment of your sorrow will ever be wasted.
就是我们人生所经历的每一个苦难、每一个苦楚都不会白白的浪费。
Not only does it prepare you in this world, there is something much greater in the eternal world.
不光是在这个我们人生的在世，他在预备我们，还是关乎我们将要经历这个永恒的世界。
Paul is basically saying, when you suffer, God is actually preparing you for your eternal life.
所以保罗说，当我们在这个世经历着短暂轻微的苦楚，其实神是预备我们在永恒当中 更伟大的事情。
Because somehow your suffering and your sorrow is necessary for whatever God has ordained you to do in eternity.
所以我们现在所经历的这个苦楚是为了神在永恒当中为我们所预备的这个这个荣耀是必须的。
You see, when we die, not only do we take, when we die, we can't take anything with us, but we can take souls.
当我们离世归父的时候，我们不能带任何东西，属世的东西与我们同在，但是我们可以带住我们的灵魂。
But Paul is telling us something even more important.
保罗在告诉我们一些更重要的事情。
We are taking our experiences, our through the experience that we had.Our struggles that we've had through suffering and pain, we are taking that with us into heaven.
所以保罗同时也在说，我们在这世上所经历的这些苦难、苦楚的这些经历，我们也可以一起带着进入到永恒当中。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Paul is saying in 2 Timothy chapter 2, I think, he said, if you endure, you will reign.
在保罗在提摩太后书讲说，如果我们忍耐的话，我们就会有得胜。
What does that mean? It means when you go to heaven, when you rule with Christ, your suffering, your pain is necessary so that you can rule with Christ.
所以保罗在说，当我们在世所经历的这些苦处，会成为我们之后在永恒当中与耶稣同作王的一个。
Because without that experience, it will disqualify you.
因为如果我们没有在世上的这种经历的话，会让我们无法去享受与神同作王。
In other words, he's saying it is preparing you to rule with Christ.
所以我们在世的经历是在预备我们以后在永恒当中 与基督同作王。
And so your suffering and your sorrow, it is necessary to be part of thatReward, it is necessary to be part of that prize. It is a prize that you will take with you when you go to heaven.
所以我们在世上所经历的苦难和苦楚会成为日后我们在神的国度当中得赏赐得荣耀的一种经历。
That's why God doesn't just let us suffer sorrow and pain for nothing.
所以神不是让我们白白经历我们现在所经历这个苦难和苦楚。
There is something mysterious.
有一个极大的奥秘在其中。
There's something rewarding.
有一个极大的赏赐与我们。
There is a prize at the end of it.
是有一个极大的奖赏在那边。
It is part of our crown.
是我们所得到的在基督里的冠冕。
It is our testimony.
是我们在世的见证。
When we rule with Christ.
当我们与主同作王的时候。
In whatever position and whatever thing He asks us to do in eternity.
神让我们在永恒当中所做的所处的位置和做的事情。
You qualify.It because you endured it.
就当我们持续忍耐的时候，我们才有这样资格与主同作王。
Because in 2 Timothy he said, "Those who endure will reign."
因为在提摩太后是说，那些忍耐到底的，就会与主同作王。
Amen. Hallelujah. It is a principle that we need to grasp.
这是我们要紧紧抓住的一个原则。
It is a truth that you need to grasp.
这是我们要紧紧抓住的一个真理。
Every time when God permits certain things to happen, it is putting credits into your account.
每次当神允许我们经历这样苦难，其实是在我们属天的账户给我们进账入账了。
Yonggi Cho, he told a testimony about one of his elders. He died.One of his
elders,
and then when he died, his spirit went to heaven. And then in heaven, he saw some of the members of his church. And he was surprised to see some of theOther elders, their mansions were quite small.
然后看到那些当时曾经他们教会那些长老的那些在天上的那个住处其实是很小的。
And then he saw one of the ladies who serves in the tea and coffee and cleaned the church. She had a big mansion.
但是相反，另外有其中一个姊妹，她在平时教会里面做一些很茶水的那些服侍，然后在天堂却有一个很大的房子。
And then he saw his wife.
然后他又看见到他在地上的妻子。
She was so beautiful.
然后当时她非样貌非常的容美。
I couldn't believe it.
他当时哇都不能不可置信。
And then his wife said, "The reason why you're here is because I asked God to bring you here."
他说："为什么 你出现在天堂，是因为我跟神祷告，叫神把你带到天上。"
Go and tell our son, "Don't worry, I'm happy."
去告诉我们的孩子，我的儿子说，不用担心，我很非常的好。
That's the only reason why he died, in order to receive a message for his son who's grieving her mother's death.
为什么他的当时他离世，是因为他的儿子为了母亲的离世非常的忧伤。
And then he saw in his wife's back was a diamond.
然后看到他的妻子的脑后呢有一颗很大的钻石。
He said, "Wow, look at that diamond, so bright."
他说哇，你那颗有一颗非常漂亮的那个钻石。
Yes, that's where my father used to hit me every time when I go to church.
他说那个钻石是因为那个位置就是我每次我去教会的时候，我爸爸打我的头的那个地方。
Because every time when she was on earth before she was married.Whenever she sneaks to church, her father finds out, she will whack her in the back.
那是那个妻子当时结婚之前，她在去参加去每次去教会之前，她的爸爸为了阻止她去教会，就会用东西打她的后脑勺。
And God has not forgotten.
哇，神没有忘记她所为了主所经历的那种逼迫。
And that diamond is her testimony.
那她的脑后挨打的地方却成了她的见证。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is how I suffered going to church.
这是我为了去教会所带来的那种逼迫。
I had to endure pain just to go to church.
但是为了去教会，我要忍耐所受到的痛苦。
It should make us feel shameful.
可能会让我们觉得很羞愧。
Nobody's forcing you to go to church.
我们现在
we don't go to church.
现在没有人拦阻我们去教会，但是我们都不去教会。
And yet she has a testimony.
但是她就有自己的见证。
It's part of her reward.
是成为她永恒的一种奖赏赐。
And that's an example, brothers and sisters.
这弟兄姊妹，这是我给大家举这个例子。
This woman now reigns with Christ with a testimony, and a testimony is a diamond in the back of her head.
所以现在这个姊妹与主同坐完，这个她所受的逼迫也成为她的见证。
So in our sorrows and in our suffering,
在我们的苦难和逼迫当中
，Not only does it prepare us to the next crisis point，
不过是它在预备我们要经历下一个要经历的那个危机点
，But it also prepare us for our eternal life。
同时，神也借助这样的经历来预备我们在永恒当中的一种荣耀和赏赐。
Hallelujah，
Hallelujah。
And with that, if you accept that truth，
如果我们接受这样的真理的话
，It will change the way you see things，
会完全改变我们看待这些苦难的。
Does not waste a single drop of tears. The Bible talks about him collecting every drop.
神不会浪费我们所为这些苦难所流的每滴眼泪。
Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Now, with that in mind, let's read some scriptures that we read all the time.
让我们再读一些我们可能很熟悉的经文。
And I hope that now it looks different.
希望现在你在读这个经文的时候会有一些不同的领悟。
Now let's just finish this one first. Verse 18 says, "For so we fix our eyes on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal."
Amen. 十八节说，因为我们不是顾念看得见的，而是顾念看不见的。原来看得见的是暂时的，看不见的才是永恒的，
永远的。 So your suffering is light and temporary, but your reward is eternal.
所以我们所经历的苦难是轻微的，是暂时的，但是我们要得着的荣耀却是永恒的。
And it's glorious.
并且是荣耀的，极大的。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let's look at the scripture that we read many times, and let's see what does Paul really mean in Philippians chapter 2, chapter 3. Is it? Yeah. Verse 10 and 11.
让我们看腓立比书的三章十节。
He says, "I want to know Christ."
他说我要认识基督。
Yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His suffering.
他说我要知道他复活的大能，并且知道和他一同受苦，效仿他的死。
Becoming like him in his death, so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead.
所以，当我效法他的死，或许我也得以从死人中复活。
You see, I always wonder what Paul says about participating in his suffering mean.
很多时候我常常在想说，保罗这里说我们效仿基督的死，同他一同受苦什么意思？
Fellowshipping in his suffering, what does that mean?
效仿他的死什么意思呢？
You see, I believe Paul is talking about his future.
我相信保罗这里在说他的将来。
He's talking about his eternity.
他是讲关乎永恒的事。
He said, although I go through all of this suffering, to me, it is koinonia, it is a fellowship.
他说虽然是我 在世的时候我经历这些苦难，受苦受逼迫，但是
koinonia, fellowship means it is a communion with Christ.
但是却是与主的一种相通相团契的一种。
In his suffering, he's communicating with Christ.
但是就是在他的苦难当中，他与基督相连接。
What is he communicating?
他到底跟基督是在有什么相？
He is communicating with eternity.
他是跟基督有通过什么相连接呢？
Paul is saying, although I suffer, but in the light of eternity, because of the resurrection of Christ, my suffering is not in vain, because my suffering is my reward.
所以他说因为虽然我现在暂时经历着苦难，但是在永恒的光景当中，因为耶稣基督已经复活他的得胜，所以知道我的苦难也不会白白的经受过。
So Paul is basically saying something that is really mind changing. He said he wants to communicate with Christ, the resurrected Christ, through his resurrection about his suffering, because he is suffering himself nowBecause you think about Philippians, all about him being in his chains, his suffering.
所以保罗当时在腓立比书的时候，当时他是受到捆绑，他被逼迫。所以保罗说，在他的苦难当中，因为基督也同样受苦，所以在这个过程当中与主相通。
So Paul is not looking at his suffering in the jail in the Philippian jail, but he's looking at his suffering in the light of eternity.
所以保罗就尽管在腓立比受他 被关在监牢当中，但是他在这个这样的逼迫当中，他都是来看到永恒的光景。
And that's why he longs for that fellowship of suffering.
所以他就是多么渴慕在这苦难当中与基督复活的基督来同相连接。
Because his mind is set on his reward in eternity.
因为他的意念是定义在基督的复活和永恒的赏赐当中。
Let's have the same mindset.
让我们与保罗有同样的一种心
智。When we preach the gospel,
当我们来传讲福音的时候。
When we serve the Lord,
当我们来服侍主的时候。
In our daily lives as a Christian, we suffer.
在我们每日的生活当中，我们也会受到苦难。
We suffer prejudice. We suffer abuse.
我们有受到控诉，有那种偏见。
Especially in society today, the more we are a Christian, the more we suffer.
所以特别在当今的社会当中，我们作为基督徒也会受到各样的逼迫。
You have a choice.
但是我们有一个选择。
To compromise.
我们要不妥协。
Or to embrace that suffering.
或者我们去在这个苦难当中与主连接。
Because if you do,
如果我们这样做的时候，
Paul is thinking about his future.
就好像保罗在思想永恒的赏赐。
We should think about our future.
我们也同样要思想永恒。
Hallelujah.
我们的将来。
I want you to realize every time when the Lord allows a trial, allows something to happen to our lives, it's not pleasant, but we think about our future. God is training me. God is preparing me so that I reign with Him.
所以当我们在我们的人生当中，我们在经历苦难的时候，在我们经历这苦难的过程当中的时候，让我们定义在神要所我们领受的大赏赐当中的时候。
Somehow,This experience is important for me to rule with Christ correctly.
因为当我们知道我们在世所经历的苦难和苦处会成为我们与耶稣基督同作王的一个必定的一个经历。
This experience of difficulty somehow is relevant and it is important for me to rule with Christ.
为了让我们可以在永恒当中与基督同作王，我们在世所经历的苦难其实是必须的。
And if I refuse this, then I could disqualify myself.
如果我在这个过程当中我选择放弃，我可能会让我自己失去与基督同作王这个资格。
Now can you see now why Paul calls it a running the race?
为什么保罗会说我们要奔跑这个旅程？
Because he carries on, he says,
奔跑这个前面的道路。
For not that I already obtained all of this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
所以在接下来的十二节，保罗这里说，这不是说我已经得着，已经完全了，而是竭力追求，或许可以得着基督耶稣所要我得着的。
So do you now understand what Paul is thinking about? He's thinking, I'm going through this trouble.Because I'm going to lay hold of that price, that eternal price, something that Christ has prepared for me in eternity. It is for Apostle Paul and Paul only.
所以保罗这里心里所想到的，尽管我现在经历苦难，但是他想的是在永恒当中，耶稣基督为保罗他自己量身定做预备的这个永恒的赏赐，他要竭力去追求。
God has prepared a place for you in heaven.That rules with Christ, it is for you only. And part of that qualification has to be how you live this life.
所以耶稣基督为你我今天量身定做的 在永恒当中与他同作完的这个位置，是要我们必须要经历在世这个苦难。
And somehow in God's plan, it is necessary for some of us to go through more suffering than others.
可能在神的计划当中，我们当中有些人比其他人要经历更多的苦难。
Amen?Somehow, it is unequal, it is unfair. It seems to be me more than anybody else.
可能你看着可能你会觉得不公平，不好像觉得说不通，但是觉得为什么我的苦难要多过其他人的？
It is because God has a place prepared for you that it is necessary for you to go through that kind of life.
因为神为我们所预备的这个位置是需要我们必须要经历这样的过程才达到。
That's why we only need one Jesus to die like the way he died, suffer like the way he suffered. Because there's only one place that is prepared for Jesus. And if Jesus said no, he would disqualify.
所以为什么耶稣基督他必须要走他所走的，他必须要经历他所经历的，是因为只有那个位置，只有耶稣自己才可以去到那个位置。
That's why Jesus could prophesy.And say about how Peter should die, how John should die, how Paul should die.
所以耶稣基督可以发预言说，彼得、保罗还有他们约翰他们如何会死去。
Because in eternity, God or Jesus can see that the throne that is already prepared for them, the rule that Paul has prepared for him, he needs to go through all of this.
因为耶稣已经看到在永恒当中为这些门徒所预备的。让他们做完的每一个宝座是必须他们要在世上经历这样的苦难。
And can you see why in verse 14 he says I press on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 我们要向着标杆直跑。
I press on.
我们要往前奔跑。
He didn't say I sit down.
没有说我们坐下，就地坐下。
I complain.
没有说我们要埋怨。
Hallelujah. I complain.
没有说我要投诉
埋怨。 Paul didn't say, I sit down, I complain.
保罗没有说我们坐下在那边跟神埋怨。
Then I go through a tantrum.
然后我在跟神发脾气。
I cry.
我跟在神面前哭诉。
No, he said, I press on.
没有，保罗说我奔跑。
Pressing on is difficult.
就是往前不断的去奔跑，不断的突破是很难的。
To win the prize.
为了来得着那个赏赐。
For which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
是神在基督耶稣里面从上面召我来要得的奖赏。
So brothers and sisters, when you are going through your process, there are two directions that you need to look at.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这个过程当中，有两个方向我们必须要注意。
Suffering that takes you ahead of you, in front of you.
那么这个经历，一个是让我们往前所经历
and also going upwards.
还有就是我们往上看。
Hence you go like this.
这种好像我们的经历就好像一个漩涡的感觉，旋转。
Ahead of you and up.
一个是往前奔跑道路，一个是往上面。
Not ahead of you and down.
不是说往前然后往下。
Some people are going down.
很多人可能只是往下。
Because they choose not to.
因为他们选择不要去奔跑这个道路。
That's why Jesus said, "Don't love this world because it goes downwards."
所以主说我们不要爱这个世界，因为世界会让我们不断的往下堕落。
In other words, get rid of the going down button. Just go up.
所以就是。直接废掉那个往下走的那个按钮，我们往上冲就好了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why, brothers and sisters, do you see God does not waste any of your efforts?
所以弟兄姊妹们，神不会浪费我们做的每一个努力。
No matter what we are going through, there's always hope.
不管我们现在经历怎样的环境，总是会有盼望。
God always has the last say in your life.
神对我们的生命有最后的决定权。
And it may, you may never know, you may never know the, all the 麻烦 that you go through.
All the trouble we're going through.
But it's temporary.
所有的苦难，所有的困难都只是暂时的。
And I'm not making light in some of the suffering that some people go through here today.
我并不是说我们当中有些人所经历的苦难。
Particularly the past.
特别是在过往的经历当中
you may have gone through tremendous suffering.
你可能经历一些就是出人意的就是完全想不到的一些困难
But Paul is saying to you,
但是保罗这里在对我们说
Blame him, not me.
今天不是我讲的是保罗所说的
He is saying,
他在告诉我们
Forget what's behind you.
忘记背后
You are still alive.
我们今天仍然活着
You are still breathing.
我们仍然呼吸着
Jesus is still with you.
主耶稣依然与我们同在。
You made it.
我们今天要得到。
The devil tried to kill you.
仇敌想要杀掉我们。
Tried to destroy your life.
尝试要毁坏我们的生命。
But you're still here.
但是我们今天仍然活着。
The Holy Spirit is still with you.
圣灵仍然在我们的里面。
So use your energy to go forward.
所以用我们所有的力气，我们要往前奔跑，并且往上冲。
Amen.
Amen.
And let's not be stuck in a Lord, why?
所以我们不要在各样的埋怨当中停滞不前。
You may never know the answer.
很多时候我们可能永远找不到问题的答案。
But one thing you do know.
但有一件事情我们要知道。
You are breathing.
我们仍然呼吸，仍然活着。
God is in control.
神仍然掌管我的生命。
Now that you are a child of God.
现在我是神的儿女。
Or we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow and the next year and the rest of the year.
所以我们不知道明天、明年或者下一年会发生什么的事情。
One thing I do know.
但有一件事情我知道。
If life is not going as according to what I believe, like, and it's bumpy.
就算人生不并不如我意，一帆风顺的进行。
The Holy Spirit has spoken to me today.
但是今天圣灵要对我们说。
That I'm going to be like Paul.
我要像保罗一样。
When my eyes are fixed on Jesus.
我要我的眼睛注目在耶稣身上。
I'm going to go upwards.
主啊，我要不断的往上奔跑。
And my endurance will help me to reign.
主啊，我们在地上的这个忍耐到底会帮助我们与你同作王。
Amen. Let's pray.
阿门。让我们先祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，主耶稣基督。
You suffered more than any of us.
主，你比我们任何人都经历更大的苦。
And today you are glorious.
主，今天你是成为荣耀的王。
Your hand still bears your scars.
主，你手上仍然有这个伤痕，被钉的伤痕。
Your feet still bears the nail.
主啊，你的脚上仍然有那钉痕。
This is your testimony.
主，但这个苦难会成为你的见证。
So I just pray for my brothers and sisters who suffered a lot during this year and in their lifetime.
主要真的是我们当中很多在一生当中经历很多苦难弟兄姊妹我们祷告
And Lord we know it is not going to be in vain
主我们知道我们所有的苦难都不会白白的浪费
And you're going to turn my suffering our suffering into a testimony
主要我们在世所经历的苦难会成为我们在基督里的见证
That will prepare us for the next crisis
主要为我们将要遇到另外一个危机来预备我们
But more importantlyIt will qualify us for our future.
主要更重要的是为我们在永恒当中所要得到的赏赐，让我们有真的资格去得到。
You're preparing us to reign.
主要你要预备我们来与你作王。
Father, show us, give us a glimpse of our future.
主啊，求你来向我们显明，让我们对永恒有那么一点看见。
To encourage our brothers and sisters，
以致来真的在今世来鼓励我们。
That indeed at your right hand you have prepared a place for us。
主，我们相信在你宝座的右手，你为我们预定了那特定的宝座为我们。
And that in eternity，
主，在你的永恒当中
，there is a position， there is a job for me。
主啊，在你永恒当中，你有为我们预备一个位置，有一个位置给我们。
That my suffering has prepared me for that job, that role.
我在今世所经历这些苦难，会让我们能有资格能得到这样的一个位置。
So are we receive the words of Paul today?
今天我们领受保罗要对我们说的话。
And we say, Lord,
是的，主。
We know you are with us.
主，我们知道你与我们同在。
So we press on.
主，我们要继续向前奔跑。
And we lay hold of that prize.
主，我们要紧紧抓住你为我们所得到、得着的。
Which Christ has prepared for me.
就是耶稣基督从上面为我们所预备的赏赐。
Brothers and sisters, I pray that you will lay hold of that prize.
弟兄姊妹，愿我们每个人都抓住神要赐给我们这个奖赏。
That reward.
那个属天的赏赐。
That true blessing of Christ.
是在基督里面真正的祝福。
That true treasure.
那真正的天上的宝藏。
That God has ordained for you.
耶稣基督已经预定要做赐给我们的赏赐。
And let's reach out to that treasure.
让我们来极力去抓住这样子一个赏赐。
With both hands of our faith.
让我们双手带着这样的信心。
God give us that faith.
主，求你赐给我们这样的信心。
To lay hold of that treasure,
让我们紧紧抓住这样的赏赐。
That prize,
你要所赐给我们的赏赐。
So that this year, Lord,
在这今新的一年当中
every step we take forward,
我们所向前迈的每一步
it will be with purpose,
都会带着属神的目的
with strength,
带着属神的能力
with power,
带着属神的能力
and with joy,
带着属神的喜乐
no matter what circumstance.
不管我们前面的光景是怎样的
We know Jesus is King.
我们知道耶稣在我们生命当中做王
And he is with me.
你是与我们同在的
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名
Let's all stand.
Amen. 让我们祷告
Hallelujah.
我们站立起来
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The strength of my heart
Easiest way to find out is, does it look like scripture?
最容易知道的一个方法就是我们所经历的是不跟圣经所吻合。
If it does, then you are, then it is consistent with the Holy Spirit's work.
那么而并且是跟圣灵的工作是持续不断的。
Hallelujah. So I just pray for all of us here and those people online.
为我们当中每一个人，包括我们在线上的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Do not paralyzed by your problems and issues.
不要被你现在所经历的问题和困难所影响到，以致你不能行为。
Do not allow fear to stop you.
不要允许恐惧阻挠你。
The Holy Spirit is asking us to have courage.
圣灵来给我们来有这样的胆量、勇气。
He will encourage you.
圣灵会亲自来鼓励我们。
He will give you strength.
他会给你力量。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He will give you strength.
圣灵会赐给你力量。
And for those of us, the Lord is blessing you now.
对我们当中神在真的在祝福你的人。
And He will continue.
神会继续。
So don't let the fear of man come into you.
不要让人的恐惧来难住你。
God will give you the ideas.
神会给你一个有一个想法。
He will deliver you.
神会来亲自释放你。
He will protect you.
神会保守你。
He will protect your family.
神会保守你的家人。
He will protect your business.
他会保守你的生意。
He will protect your job.
他会保守你的工作。
Because he is good.
因为神是良善的神。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But when the storm comes,
当风暴来临的时候，
do not fear.
一定不要惧怕。
For your life is in his hand.
因为你的生命是在神的手中。
And he has a purpose.
神在你的生命当中有个美好的计划。
Everything that happens.
你所经历的每件事情。
Whether it is according to his will or not.
不管是不是跟神的旨意相吻合。
Even when it's our own fault.
尽管是可能不在他的心意当中。
He could take that which is imperfect and make it perfect.
神会把那看似不完美的变为完美。
Hallelujah, Lord. So we commit our hand, our lives into your hand.
主，我们把我们的生命交托在你手中。
And may we go from victory to victory.
让我们从得胜到得胜。
Winning one battle after another.
在我们所经历的一个又一个的征战当中。
Until the enemy is under our feet.
直到仇敌被踩在我们的脚下。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
For you reign.
因为耶稣你作王。
Amen.In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名
Please、
Amen.
be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
神祝福大家。如果大家需要祷告，可以到前面。